Well done, guys. First of all, Callum, how was it like in the middle?
Yeah, it was good. Batting's Richie. We had quite good plans to all the spinners. Obviously, four really, really high-quality spinners that we had to try and combat. And we just came up with the plans and tried to stick to them. And today, Richie and I were lucky enough to be the two that got in and got the runs.
And about the wicket, was it behaving properly, and was it coming too slow to the bat? And how did you work on the temptation to hit above, to hit the ball high in the air?
The wicket was fine; it spun, but we expected that a little bit. I think our bowlers, especially Richie, again, he showed some good skills. I think all our bowlers adapted to it quite well, and set as a very, very achievable total. And then batting. Chasing a score like that, once we got a boundary early and over, if we were able to get on top of them at all, then it was about, like you said, restricting yourself and playing the big shot and taking it deep to win the game.
And then for the both of you, as a team, you guys are unbeaten so far in this tournament from the warm-ups and the first match. What are your plans and what's the team mindset ahead of the next match?
Look, we've just got to take one game at a time. You know, enjoy what we did today, enjoy the innings of Callum and the efforts of the guys that did with the ball and what Richie did. We've got to enjoy all of that because you don't want to miss any of that. You've got to take it in. But then obviously we've got the prep starts tomorrow for the next game against Hong Kong. So keep our heads down, make sure we do what we do best and prepare for the game, and then, you know, take care of yourself.
I know it's still the first match, but your thoughts on playing in the final?
No, we won't go there with any of those questions.
And Callum, just going through there and with more than 150 runs that you made, how does that make you feel going into the tournament later?
Really delighted. Obviously, you can take a lot of confidence from that. The four warm-up games we played, I was a little bit light in runs, so to get in and to get a big score is obviously great for my confidence, but I know that it could have been any one of our six, seven batters. They've all been striking the ball so well, and that gives everyone a confidence, because on any day it could be any one of our seven batters.
And for Captain, do you think this might be just the opening chance that you have for you as a country to get into the elite, when we say elite, at least on the top, at least five or so within the world rankings?
Look, it's obviously a great performance, and I think we've shown some strong performances through 2017, and coming here and now beating a high-ranked Afghanistan team is obviously not going to do us any harm whatsoever. So. The guys will take a lot of confidence from that, and we know that we've been sort of teetering on that verge there of achieving what we feel we can achieve, and today was just another step in that process.